listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Thursday, February 28th, 2019 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride, and a wild and dystopic ride it is, to be sure, as I usually say, but it's very interesting, you know, the gaslighting and so forth. I am your host, Chris Hinckley. We are all road warriors, those who would esteem ourselves to be, and as always, feel free to dive into the chat area at roadwarriorradio.chattango.com for interesting and lively discussion. And speaking of interesting and lively discussion, no shortage of fodder. I guest hosted the National Intel Report yesterday, and we've had some interesting discussion lately on this broadcast, and obviously, you know, yesterday's National Intel Report specifically. Yesterday, Ed in Florida called in to discuss House Resolution 8 again, and Ed had called this broadcast previously, but I mentioned yesterday that the mainstream media, though we heard a lot about the Parkland incident in the run-up to the vote on House Resolution 8, which Ed noted passed yesterday 240-290 votes. And so we heard a lot about the Parkland incident, propagandizing people, a sort of psyop for support. Now, of course, that'll go away since the vote was held, at least until the Senate votes. There will be a sort of lingering psyop, but now it's on to the next latest greatest thing. But I noted yesterday that it's interesting that the mainstream media is strangely, peculiarly silent on House Resolution 8. There wasn't a whole lot of coverage, and it was, you know, as Yahoo News story I mentioned yesterday noted, first major gun bill in over 20 years. You know, other stories, USA Today, New York Times, people say, what do you mean strangely silent? New York Times is mainstream media, USA Today. Yes, the point, though, is that there wasn't overwhelming coverage. Sure, there was a smattering of coverage on mainstream outlets, you know, New York Times, NPR, Washington Post, etc. But it wasn't, you know, front page above the fold news everywhere. Why do you suppose that is? It's supposed to be big news to the unhinged fringe lunatic crowd, I would say, to bolster support for fringe lunacy, while sort of flying under the radar of the masses. Because I dare say most of America, you know, the heartland of America, if you will, is still not entirely on board with the fallacious nature of this discussion. And I think most people, you know, that middle section of America, though there are the coastal regions that obviously that are densely populated, that heartland area, cross-section of America, and, you know, even out into the, I mean, out in Florida. Florida is traditionally a liberal state in terms of gun rights, but unfortunately, well, and that term has been conscripted to sophistry, but, you know, I mean classical liberalism when I say Florida is traditionally a liberal state as far as firearms are concerned. And, I mean, you go back not that far, a couple of decades, and everything was completely different. Into the 90s, there's a story. There was an FBI informant. Gosh, what was his name? And there, I think it was a Sun Sentinel story I saw sometime back. This guy's having a domestic dispute in a trailer in Florida, and the police show up. The guy fires a gun. This was back in the 90s. And then they get it all sorted out, and everything is fine. Different times. Now, who knows? Which is kind of where I picked up yesterday, guest hosting the National Intel Report. We actually played a clip from an excerpt from the first segment of hour two of Tuesday's National Intel Report. And the, you know, police state gun violence and just the number of things that are happening that are not isolated incidents, unfortunately. And we seem none the wiser. And there is a connection there, obviously, between, shall we say, the military and law enforcement. You know, Radley Balco, for example, in Rise of the Warrior Cop, gives us a good provocative look into that machinery. And so the militarization of America's police forces. Speaking of that, I included these two clips from, or excuse me, these two excerpts in the National Intel Report archives from Bastiat's The Law back in 1850, because, you know, specifically when Ed was talking about H.R. 8, you know, it puts people in a moral predicament, in a legal predicament, basically. And so I think Bastiat said it very well when he wrote, "When law and morality contradict each other, the citizen has the cruel alternative of either losing his moral sense or losing his respect for the law." And it's been put other ways, but, you know, that's the sort of situation that people are finding themselves in. And it's not just isolated to this discussion, House Resolution 8, that is. And, you know, as I said yesterday, it goes back to getting our thinking straightened out. And it is a monumental task because we are besieged from all sides by propaganda. To be sure, in spite of the facts, you know, for example, Dr. Stephanie Seneff's research seems to indicate vaccines and glyphosate, when they combine, are extremely deleterious to health. And just yesterday, the article was posted on RBN. Headline, Roundup weed killer found in 19 out of 20 leading beer and wine brands in the U.S. And that's, you know, sad. Now what are we going to do? You can't even, you know. So there's an effort to, you know, it's the eliminationism effort, the death cult at work in everything from cradle to grave, in virtually every pursuit. So We have this story, and it's based largely on the USA Today story. It's linked. New PIRG study says weed killer in your wine and beer. And there are related stories that you'll find most likely at the bottom below this article. A few related stories posted on RBN. Roundup weed killer found in 75% of air and rain samples, government study finds. That's from Newswatch. Monsanto slammed with $289 million verdict and hit historic Roundup cancer lawsuit, but what's $289 million when you're talking, what was the Bayer acquisition was what, $62 billion? Something like that. And remember, you know, folks, we forget, look at the names of companies that predominate the landscape, companies like IBM. What was IBM's role in Nazi Germany? Bayer. Remember Bayer's involvement in IG Farben and the Council of the Gods? But, you know, kinder, gentler now. Totally different. Except maybe not. Last story linked, weed-killing carcinogen glyphosate found in children's foods. You know, those are three linked stories you'll find, related stories you'll find at the bottom of this article today. Roundup weed killer found in 19 out of 20 leading beer and wine brands in the U.S. So it's wine and beer, it's children's foods, it's, well, it's everything. And I saw earlier today that Bobby Kennedy Jr. had posted something on Twitter. What was it? With regard to this subject matter. Breaking news, this was yesterday, from Monsanto trial. Another juror has been dismissed. We lost our only alternate juror Monday. We are down to seven jurors and a trial beginning. Trial just beginning. Minimum in federal court is six. Nothing to see here. So that's happening. Big trial. And there is a, you know, direct causal link basically between vaccines and glyphosate and all kinds of things, all sorts of deleterious health problems. And, you know, I've talked about this before, but you know, the I mean, I guess I could go down the list. Some of the problems that the combination of glyphosate and vaccines cause, according to research by Dr. Stephanie Seneff and others, include, not limited to, gastrointestinal disorders. You know, you see those commercials every day. Obesity, diabetes, heart disease, depression, autism, infertility, Alzheimer's disease, celiac, gluten intolerance. Remember, I've said it a million times, you're not gluten intolerant, you're glyphosate intolerant, you're glyphosate poisoning intolerant, and many more. Stick around, we'll continue when you come back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Welcome back. So Bobby Kennedy's talking about, Bobby Kennedy Jr. is talking about the Monsanto trial. He's obviously been very outspoken about vaccines. Again, Stephanie Seneff, vaccines and glyphosate, a toxic combination. That was a presentation in Toronto last March. And, you know, again, I mean, she started out with no dog in the fight, as she tells the story. Had a friend ask, you know, I read all kinds of stuff. And this was just a few short years ago. She spends 2 or 3 years doing research, and the next thing you know, she's talking about vaccines and glyphosate. So you go to her page on over at MIT, see a number of entries, vaccines and glyphosate, the toxic combination, connecting the dots, autism, MMR vaccine, and Roundup, a role for the pineal gland in neurological damage following aluminum adjuvanted vaccination. And again, I mean, we played the clip of Dr. Daniel Nitas saying, as a doctor who was, you know, becoming better informed, I tried to get the preservative-free vaccine only to discover it had formaldehyde in it. 70 Cenef International Symposium on Vaccines in Nice, France. 326-page document by Sayer G. Many references to the literature on why not to vaccinate. Dr. Hilde, Stephanie Seneff, and attorney Keith Landrum, MD, Vaccines, Past, Present, and Future. Anyway, a number of entries. And so the point here is, you know, you have Bobby Kennedy Jr. talking about this. I thought it was interesting, the TrueStream Media tweet, speaking of tweets, yesterday, got to wonder, you know, they tweeted, got to wonder how long it will be until vaccine-related opinions that aren't pro are just outright banned on every major internet platform, period. And that was a comment retweeting Forrest Merides' tweet, the petition to ban my forthcoming book, The Autism Vaccine, has crossed 10,000 signatures. A counter petition asking Amazon, Apple not to ban the book is nearing 9,000. Well, you know, popular opinion says, well, I suppose maybe among sock puppets, but among real people, you know, it's just, it's insane to think that anybody would be so mind controlled by propaganda that they couldn't go out and see. I mean, I just did a couple of shows on this last week about the mountain of evidence on one side and the propaganda on the other. The evidence clearly indicates harm and a bioweapon. Why would you play Russian roulette with the possibility that firing an empty chamber maybe might be good for you? Maybe. Even the disclaimer that you have before you pull the trigger says, maybe, maybe not. But you might end up killing yourself. Why would you do that? Why would someone advocate doing that? It's insane. That's what's happening. We seem to be beset by rampant insanity in this society. I think it's worse. You know, there are arguments to be made that throughout history, you have the same kind of psychopathy at work, but I think it's worse, you know, which is why I used the Hannibal analogy I have recently. But, you know, the mountain of evidence, for example, again, the fact that there are law practices that specialize in vaccine injury. All you have to do is just do a search for vaccine injury law firm or specialist or law specialist. And on the other side, again, you have a mountain of propaganda, including the World Health Organization saying that, you know, anti-vaxxers are one of the greatest threats to world health. Not that the World Health Organization has always been a propaganda outlet and, you know, an arm of eroding national sovereignty piece by piece to bring the world population into ultimate subjugation, but, you know, I digress. Stick around, we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Too much stuff going on. That makes it difficult sometimes to concentrate. I think we'll go through some of the health stuff. So, speaking of the health issues, I mean, it's crazy to see what's happening. You have, again, I mean, the facts are right out in plain view, and it's astonishing when you see what's happening in this society. In spite of the fact that we live, allegedly, in the information age. Really, it's, you know, propaganda. Information is a weapon. So, I think I'll go through some of this health stuff. There should be a post on RBN. I don't see one. Concerning HR 8, by the way. Maybe we'll get on that today, because that should be documented So, you know, again, the post from yesterday, Roundup Weed Killer found in 19 out of 20 leading beer and wine brands in the U.S., and that based on the USA Today story a couple of days ago. Weed Killer in your wine and beer? That's what a new U.S. PRG study found. And most people, yeah, Weed Killer, it's not that bad. No. And, you know, from the story, let's see, I think it was the USA Today story, hidden chemicals in beer. See, people will read this and they'll think, oh, well, it's no big deal. PRG said it purchased all wines and beers in Denver and shipped them in sealed containers to San Francisco lab. They declined to name. That must not be the story. Anyway, you can see the levels there in the USA Today story that's linked from the RBN article. So here is the rundown from the article. Roundup, the pesticide that contains the controversial ingredient glyphosate that has been linked to cancer, was detected in 19 out of 20 leading alcoholic beverages that were tested. The beer brands included Coors Light, Miller Lite, Budweiser, Corona, Heineken, Guinness, Stella Artois, New Belgium, Sierra Nevada, and Samuel Adams. And the wine brands were Behringer, Sutter Home, Barefoot, Incari, and Frey Vineyards. The levels detected were below limits set by the Environmental Protection Agency. That's the point that I want to come back to in a second. But critics still believe it is harmful. Bayer, again, Council of the Gods, IG Farben, which now owns Roundup, manufacturer Monsanto, is currently facing some 9,300 lawsuits alleging that its popular glyphosate-based weed killer Roundup, I think that's supposed to say something more, causes cancer, I think, is carcinogenic or something like that. Anyway, ends there. Should say more. A study by research group USPRG tested 5 wines and 15 beers for glyphosate. Brands included Coors Light, Miller Lite, Budweiser, Corona, Heineken, Guinness, Stella Artois, New Belgium, Sierra Nevada, Samuel Adams. Wine brands Behringer, Sutter Home, Barefoot, Incari, and Frey Vineyards. The herbicide used in Roundup was detected in 19 of the 20 beverages. Glyphosate, the world's most common herbicide, is suspected of causing cancer. All the glyphosate levels were well below limits imposed by the EPA. Again, that's a point we'll come back to in a second. Traces of controversial weed killer have been detected in a number of the world's leading beer and wine brands, the report claims. And the report acknowledged that the levels detected were below the limits set by the Environmental Protection Agency. But PIRG says the results warrant some degree of public concern. This probably needs to be edited, this piece. It's a little kind of disjointed and needs to be grammar patrolled. The levels of glyphosate we found are not necessarily dangerous, but are still concerning given the potential health risks, PIRG told USA Today following the release of the study. So Peak Organic IPA was the only beverage that did not contained zero parts per billion of glyphosate. It was the only one that tested zero, did not test positive at all. And so here it is from the USA Today story. Speaking of the EPA, and we've gone through this, the FCC, for example, tells you that wireless technology isn't harmful, but you go to Dana Ashley's wireless warfare video, and she did a good job of documenting the fact that what the FCC tells you is not harmful is actually the levels are actually 1,000 times higher. What the FCC says is not harmful is 1,000 times higher than what other countries around the world acknowledge are harmful. So could there be a problem there? Is somebody getting paid off? What do you think? So the same rules sort of apply here. There are a couple of things on that note real quick. The correlation. Well, so the correlation here directly, I suppose, is that, you know, again, you can go to the Baum Hedlund page. Where is glyphosate banned? BaumHedlundLaw.com. Toxic tort law. Again, this is a specialty. Why does this have to happen? You have to wonder about companies that make products and things that are harmful to children, which again is not a new story, but it seems to be more common than ever. And more importantly, what's particularly disturbing is apparently the number of folks who either A, don't see any cause for concern, or B, are actually ardent supporters of, you know, Stockholm Syndrome fashion kidnappers, basically. And that sounds sensational, but it's really not. When you think about it, that's what it is. It's Stockholm Syndrome. You're captured and defending your kidnapper, essentially. So you go to Baum Hedlund. Where is glyphosate banned? 28 countries, Argentina, Australia, Belgium, Bermuda, Brazil, Canada, Colombia, Czech Republic, Denmark, El Salvador, England, France, Germany, Greece, India, Italy, Luxembourg, Malta, Netherlands, New Zealand, Portugal, Scotland, Slovenia, Spain, Sri Lanka, Sweden, Switzerland. This product is banned. And again, more than 9,000 lawsuits. But you know what? It's not that harmful. Big one was what's his name? I should just pull that up. It's in yesterday's National Intel Report archives. It's a tag. Hour one has the full description and so forth, but what is his name? I want to say, isn't it Dwayne Johnson? The guy who won the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma case against Monsanto. I think that's his name. I have to apologize. I think part of the problem is I have too many moving parts in front of me today, so I'm still trying to sort through that. Anyway, I think it was Dwayne Johnson, if memory serves, the groundskeeper who won the watershed lawsuit. So, on the subject. Anyway, so you have all of this evidence. Meanwhile, you know, you hear, well, but the EPA, you know, assuming the greatest value reported, 51.4 parts per billion is correct, 125-pound adult would have to consume 308 gallons of wine per day every day for life to reach the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency's glyphosate exposure limit for humans. To put 308 gallons into context, that would be more than a bottle of wine every minute for life without sleeping. The EPA regulates pesticides growers' use on crops grown for human food and setting limits called tolerances on how much may remain in our food, in or on food, in the U.S. For glyphosate, that ranges from 0.1 parts per million for coconuts and peanuts to 400 parts per million for certain non-grass animal feed, which is arguably worse because, you know, then obviously the livestock are consuming it. And anyway, I don't think it's difficult to see. So you make a product that destroys the gut of an insect, and then what happens when we consume it? Does it destroy our gut? I mean, that's what it's doing. So the EPA found no meaningful risks to human health, including infants and children, when the product is used according to the pesticide label, the EPA said in an email, adding the EPA has so far concluded that glyphosate is not likely to be carcinogenic to humans. The EPA has so far concluded that glyphosate is, quote, not likely to be carcinogenic to humans. The EPA said it's currently reviewing public comments received on its draft human health risk assessment. But again, you know, this sort of the second issue, yeah, here it is in the USA Today story. The first court trial over whether Monsanto's Roundup causes cancer ended in October when a San Francisco judge upheld the jury's verdict that the weed killer did make a groundskeeper who used the herbicide sick, but cut the amount due to him from $289 million to $78 million. Oh, that's it? Dwayne Johnson was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin lymphoma when he was 42. And so, you know, again, you go over to Baum Hedlund Law Firm, and there's a commercial, Bobby Kennedy. If you or someone you know, you see it on late night TV, but you know what? There's nothing to see here. It's banned in 27 countries around the world, but nothing to see here. So, you know, people will read 308 gallons, you know, to put that in context, that'd be a bottle of wine every minute for life without sleeping. Ha, 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 so funny. Meanwhile, more than 9,000 lawsuits banned in more than two dozen countries, law firms specializing in this, Bobby Kennedy doing commercials and, you know, tweeting about it, but nothing to see here. Stephanie Sennis' research overwhelmingly indicates, and back to the health concerns. So the things that might happen, and there is the administrative state connection, which I'll come back to in a second, but the health problems that this product may cause and that it may accelerate when combined with vaccines, it may catalyze. Because what people don't realize, in simple terms, glyphosate, the research, particularly Dr. Stephanie Sennis' research, seems to indicate very conclusively that glyphosate creates a sort of petri dish for sickness. And obviously when you introduce a vaccine that has some kind of, you know, active agent in some form or another, then basically you're inviting sickness, if that makes sense. And in some cases when, you know, you think about children's foods that are loaded with vaccines, Cheerios, for example, something that mothers give, you know, nursing infants, for example, oftentimes, loaded with this kind of stuff, combined with a combination of vaccinations, no wonder it's destroying children's immune systems and their health. What kind of you know, how sick does a society have to be not to stop at least and examine what's going on here? When the evidence is overwhelming. So some of the health problems, you know, I mentioned a number of them. We're running out of time again. Maybe I'll wait. Break's coming, so I won't. I don't know. Maybe I should belabor the list. It's just, I don't know. Crazy. You know, unbelievably insane. And yet, we're being gaslighted. You know, gastrointestinal disorders, obesity, diabetes, heart disease. See, I knew that was going to happen. Murphy says that's how it works. Anyway, I'll give you the list, the administrative connection when we come back, and we'll move on from there. Stick around, we'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Welcome back. There, you know, little, it's like there's this esoteric, I don't know, propaganda everywhere. I mentioned Walter Mischel and Stanley Milgram yesterday in regard to a related comment from a video. And, you know, speaking of both of those guys, you know, Mischel and Stanley Milgram are both mentioned in an NPR Health Shots PSYOP piece from 2016, Invisiblia, is your personality fixed or can you change who you are? And, you know, there's this image of basically DNA hacking, a person jumping through a DNA strand and breaking it apart in, you know, I would say CRISPR-Cas9 fashion almost, and hinting at that. But, you know, Walter Mischel and his infamous marshmallow test, and Stanley Milgram both mentioned a YouTube video that's been banned. Apparently it's, you know, you can't watch it. And fun stuff. Anyway, this reminds me of a trending article that I just saw yesterday, actually, related to all of this fun subject matter. Not so fun. Where is that? Here it is. Learning faster might be possible with this wearable headset. Remember what Scott Klosowski said? We're going to move from mobile to wearables to implantables. The title of the article by Efrat Livni, published about a week ago, the best brain hack for learning faster is one you already know. One you already know. See, it's so friendly. It's just... transcranial direct current stimulation, TDCS, and the Caputron Activa Dose TCDS, or TDCS, excuse me, starter kit. You can get a starter kit for hacking your brain. Anyway, I realize that's sort of a tangent. We'll get back on track when we come back. Stick around, more at the second hour coming up. We'll be right back.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.